Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Most employers know that when they experience problems with employees, they should do so with compassion, consistency, and sometimes disciplinary action. Our next guest says that it's very important, though, that companies get that balance right. Caitlin Blanco Silva is CEO of Palmetto Employee Assistance Program in Columbia. Today, she's in our studio. Caitlin, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Give us a brief history and overview of your organization. You're a nonprofit, right?
We are a nonprofit. We started with the Department of Alcohol and Other Drug Abuse Services, broke off into a nonprofit organization in 1994, providing employee assistance programming, which our main product is referral to treatment for employees. That would include 6 sessions of free counseling.
What sort of treatment?
We cover all different types of mental health and behavioral health issues, which would include things like depression, anxiety, marital counseling, parenting, anything that has to do with mental health. But also the employees can access the self-referral portal. They can get hooked up with a counselor through our website. They can call me directly on a 24/7 basis, and I can set them up with a counselor.
Do you work with small businesses as well as those who have an official HR department?
We can work with small businesses. The smallest company I have is 5. The largest company has 2,000 plus all over South Carolina.
You have offices around the state?
We don't have offices around the state. What we do is we work with external providers. So we have about 300 counselors across the state.
How are you funded? Do companies subscribe to your services?
Yes, we contract with companies, and the rate is low in that we're that nonprofit entity. And the way we do it is on an annual basis. So you pay a yearly rate for those sessions. We also have other features that include wellness training, workplace trainings, HR consultations. So some of the smaller companies, if they actually don't have an HR department, I can help with writing policy. And we also have referral for law services for the company. The employees get 6 free counseling sessions. Their spouse and dependents get 6 each. So say you're in a family session, that's 18 sessions for free.
They need to know first, right, that the company is enrolled with your organization.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And so we go out and we educate the employees face-to-face. We do posters. Sometimes we do the posters electronically if they have a portal or an emailing system. We do what we have to do to make sure that the employees know what their benefit is.
And how do you counsel the company when you first enroll a company into getting that balance right that I mentioned at the beginning of the program between, you know, compassion, consistency, and any actual discipline that might have to arise?
Mm-hmm. What we do is when we go to an HR department or that person who is doing the HR for that organization is that we really try to relieve them of the duty of being a counselor or diagnosing or figuring out what to do with somebody who may have a mental health or behavioral health issue that's happening in the workplace. Disciplinary action being the last thing, we want to make sure that if any of the workplace issues have to do with mental health or behavioral health, that we're getting them to that referral before it becomes a disciplinary issue. And that's really the history of EAP, too, is that it started with substance use disorders or addiction because individuals would come to the workplace intoxicated. And these are really good employees, but they also have substance use disorders, and people wanted to keep their employees employed. And so EAPs would come in and get those individuals treatment, get them help so they can maintain a productive workplace. Productivity is really one of the main focus and cost savings that you get with a hands-on EAP like Palmetto, in that we're going to work the HR through so that they can keep these individuals employed, because there's a huge cost in turnover. But if you have a good employee that you want to keep, that your productivity and your turnover costs go down because you're able to maintain these people on the workforce. Besides the self-referral piece, we also monitor individuals who may have tested positive on a drug screen, who may have had a workplace incident that had to do with, say, an anger outburst or something of that nature. We refer them to treatment. We also keep up with that person's progress and report what is needed back to HR so that they know when that person comes back to work that they're in a state that's going to be safe for everyone.
Caitlin, thanks so much for visiting our studio today.
Thank you.
Caitlin Blanco Silva is CEO of Palmetto Employee Assistance Program. Her office is in Columbia, South Carolina. We will have a link to her organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.